Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this Monday, May 17, 2021. I want to pick up this discussion that we had earlier, mostly off the air, but a little bit on the air too, about battery-powered power tools. Our colleague across the hall claims, he says, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the battery-powered mower. I'm like, what do you mean you don't believe in it? He doesn't believe that it can get the job done. I don't know why. But here,
well, didn't
but
he ultimately say, though, because of battery life, per se?
Yeah, battery life. But I think it boils down to the fact that, not just him, but a lot of people just can't rid themselves of the gas-powered engine. You know what I mean?
Because it gives you more power?
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, why? I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you use something that you can just recharge? You don't have to go buy gas. You don't have to put oil, anything else. The engines are much more efficient. They don't make any noise. I mean, there's so many ups. There's so much upside to battery-powered,
you know,
to me.
I guess I would have to see a battery-powered lawnmower in action. I don't even think I've ever seen one in action. Same thing with a snowblower. And could a battery-powered snowblower handle 6 inches of snow, 8 inches of snow, 10 inches of snow? Things like that. Where a
I
gas,
have no doubt that it could.
Where a gas-powered, obviously, engine could. Could a battery-operated lawnmower cut your grass? Let's say you went away, you know, for a week, and you came back and it was long, and you had to cut it. Because typically, I don't know about you
raise it up,
but my kids and Mrs. Rookie cut the lawn every 4 days, and if it goes past 4 days, it's longer than, you know, and then it works on the mower a little bit. But I don't know if I believe it in that. I'm a believer in the powered tools. I've got a battery operated circular saw, battery operated drill, battery operated hedge trimmer, weed whacker, battery operated finishing nailer, which, by the way, is the best.
Yeah, I've used it. I love that.
My nailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, which, by the way, is the best.
I'm going to need to borrow that again soon,
okay.
I hope.
I got to use it for baseboard,
that's
too.
That's a great thing.
But that's like the best. And then I want to get a battery-powered jigsaw. I was looking at that, and a battery-powered Sawzall.
Mm. I have one of those.
I don't.
I've never used it, but I have one.
But I want to
get
those.
It as a kit.
Sure.
Came with the Sawzall, came with a small circular saw, a light, a screwdriver,
yeah,
and something else.
And by the way, I bought a battery-powered work light, too, which just is unbelievable.
Mine, the battery didn't last very long when I was using it for a light.
Well,
or for the circular saw.
See, that's the thing, though, too,
fast.
Though, and I think that's where our colleague across the hall is right. And that's why you have to have multiple batteries,
right.
And you have to have them charged. Because, for instance, with the weed whacker, I've done some weed whacking in the past. You know, Mrs. Rookie does most of the lawn care. But I did go out there, and, you know, 20 minutes in, it'll start to lose its power. Especially, I like to go out there and trim the line, because we have woods behind us. You know, we don't have a house behind us. We have woods, and then there's weeds right on the edge, and I like to chop those down with the weed whacker and all that stuff. So it looks a little bit more clean back there. And, you know, you get going 20 minutes in, and the battery dies. And that's why you have to have multiple batteries and have them charged all it, you know, going.
That's true. I think that definitely helps. But as far as their effectiveness in getting the job done, I don't see. I think they're quite effective, at least the ones that I've used.
I should actually go back.
Maybe battery life is the biggest issue.
My circular saw is corded, actually. It's a Ryobi. And I got all the Ryobi ones. I think that's the Home Depot brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about upgrading to, like, DeWalt or Milwaukee or something like that, but that would be a pretty expensive venture.
DeWalt is good stuff, but it's expensive.
That's expensive. Yeah, that would be
good,
an expensive
good
venture.
Stuff,
same
though.
Thing with Milwaukee. And it's kind of funny because you said you got a Sawzall in a combo kit.
Ryobi,
yeah. But I would like to, here's what I wish they'd do, because they sell those combo kits all the time, but they always include, like, a drill. Look, I got the drill.
Yeah.
Could you swap out the
right,
it should be like a three pack combo pack.
Yeah.
Make your pick.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you go to the grocery store and you can pick your six pack, right? The variety pack.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
How about just put a combo pack together where I can come in and I can pick three tools and it's the combo pack.
Not a bad idea.
Because they've got the drill in there and then they have like some impact driver. And I'm never even sure what that's for.
Yeah, me either. I don't know.
I'm like, I don't need an impact driver. Maybe I should Google up what an impact driver is. Maybe I don't realize it.
Maybe you do need one of those.
I always look at that, and I'm like, God, I've got half of this stuff. Let me do a variety three-pack.
Well, I was this close from getting a new mower over the weekend. So let me tell you my mower story. When I moved into the house, we have another guy that used to work across the hall. I don't know if he's still Scotty. I don't know if Stick Eyes, if he still works over there or not. Quite honestly, he doesn't come in. I don't know if he's working
because of the pandemic,
right? But anyway, his dad, kind of like refurbishes power tools and stuff,
mm-hmm.
lawnmowers in particular. I guess maybe those single stroke engines or whatever it is that he works on. So when I was moving into the house, I was talking with Scotty one day, and he's like, and I told him just in passing, I need to get a mower. He's like, well, I'll talk to my dad. I'm sure he's got something. I'm like, cool, all right. So I'm thinking cheap mower, right? I get a cheap one. Well, that Saturday or so, his dad stops by with Scotty, came over to the house, and dropped off a lawnmower for me and just gave it to me. I tried to pay him. He wouldn't take any money.
Housewarming gift.
He just gave me a lawnmower. I'm like, right on. And a couple of other tools, hand tools, rake and stuff like that. I was like, you know, I'm trying to pay him. He wouldn't let me. So that's the mower that I still have. And it's fine. It works. You know, it works fine. But I don't have a bag for it, so I can't bag. I always have to just side blow it off.
Right.
And I don't want to do that all the time. And I don't want to continue buying gas for it. And I see that these electric or battery-powered mowers. Now, my yard, I can get it mowed in a half an hour, the whole thing,
because
I don't have a big yard. And the batteries boast 60 minutes and one charge, which is probably, you know, fairly accurate, and I'll be able to do the whole yard in one charge. I'm pretty sure about that. And I can bag it if I need to, or mulch it. There's a bag, a mulch, or a side
discharge
option. So I think I'm going to take the plunge. I don't know when or what kind or what I'm going to do, but I might have to go see Greg at Evergreen Power. Now, does he have like a...
Might be a little more expensive, but you get what you pay for.
Yeah, that's true, too. Is there a little area out there that I could go? Can I test this out and cut
the
grass?
I'm sure there is.
All right.
For sure.
Might have to do that. And if you have one, let us know how it works. If you like it, would you go back? Are you satisfied with the job it does? I'm very interested in doing this. I want to convert all the way. I want to get rid of gas-powered engines. And I tell you, I'll be honest with you, my next car, I think, is going to be an electric or a hybrid. At least a hybrid, maybe all electric. I'm all in, baby. I'm all in going green. We don't need all that stuff.
Wow.
Well, they're getting better. That's the thing. They're getting better and better and better.
Right, they are.
So
from the early days.
To me, that's the wave of the future.
You ought to get a Tesla. Getting a battery-operated car or whatever, hybrid, whatever it is, electric car, just because those gas prices are going up.
That's true. I'm going to drive this till the wheels fall off, and then then we'll look. So it ain't going to happen tomorrow or anytime soon.
We might be past electric cars and batteries by the time you run that into the
ground. Maybe we'll have flying cars by then. That's what they promised us when we were kids. By this age, we were supposed to have flying cars.
According to the Jetsons.
That's right. I want to see one. All right. That's it for our podcast today. Make sure you tune in every Monday through Friday and check out the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.